Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I quit my high-flying Goldman Sachs jobs to be a full-time influencer, but now TikTok could be banned.
Oh, no.
An American woman quit her high-flying job in investment banking to do TikTok full-time, just to be forced with the U.S. ban. Her name is Danielle, and she joins hundreds of other creators who ditch the corporate grind to make it big on social media, but are now facing an uncertain future after January 19th.
You know, if it gets banned, it doesn't stop. If you've got it loaded on your phone, you can still use it. Do you know that?
I did not know.
Yeah.
But you won't get any updates or anything like that.
You'll get some. It just may run really slow.
It depends. Like Comcast, yeah. The U.S. government could go to like Comcast, for example, and be like, hey, you need to block all of this internet traffic from this company,
and then
you'd be screwed.
And that would take some time.
Right.
But just on, like I'm saying, on the 19th doesn't mean it just goes away.
Yeah, you'll have like, a month.
Oh, maybe even more.
Yeah.
You know how long it takes for government to do
Forever.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another comment. I'm about to lose 3.5 million of my besties.
Oh.
What am I going to do?
Yeah. Probably anyway, knows every one of them by first name.
TikTok is recommending that you go to Lemon 8. It's the number 8. Lemon 8 is what they're saying. But I can't believe how many people are going to Red Robin.
Red Note?
Red Note.
It's crazy how many people have downloaded that app.
I love Red Robin.
I just, yum.
And the fries.
Yum.
Yum. Sometimes you really have to push them above the fries.
You do?
Well, because sometimes they get cold and I'd like a new batch and they're like looking at you like, you haven't even eaten those yet. Like to my mom.
Really? They have an attitude to me. Over at Red Robin?
Yeah.
Not at ours. Ours is a really nice place.
I think Red Robin's gone to hell.
They closed the one in Park Meadows.
Well, whoa. That was strong.
It is.
Red Robin has gone to hell.
I usually get the chicken wrap, the whiskey chicken wrap or whatever it's called, you know? And last time, they forgot to put chicken in it.
What? Just a wrap?
Dude, is this how much chicken you now put in it? He's like, oh, sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Yours has gone to hell.
I know.
When you got a chicken wrap and they forget to put the chicken in, that's gone to hell.
Hey, we thought of a new, you know how we were talking about Miss Rachel and we want to make you a character, BJ?
Yeah.
To make millions because she's bringing in $30 million.
Sure.
So somebody thought of the idea and I love it. Mr. Kleiner.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
Perfect.
And you like shoot it live from your recliner.
Yeah. Yeah. Do everything from the recliner.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love
That's
it.
That's a great idea.
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh
my God.
Me and little kids. Me and the recliner.
Now, when you say you have a recliner, because I haven't been to your house, does it really have the thing, like the arm thing?
Well, no, I upgraded.
Oh,
I upgraded.
Okay.
I went different.
Okay.
I used to have the arm thing.
Yeah.
It just clunked when you did it.
Yeah.
Then it'd clunk when you'd put it down. But I got rid of that one because I kind of wore it out. Mm-hmm. I started to wear through to the springs on my ass.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's starting to hurt a little bit, actually. So anyway, I went over to American Furniture Warehouse.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I bought one over there. Now, it's not the best quality. I'll be honest with you. Not the best quality. I could have gotten better. But I got this one. And it's like a sofa love seat type thing.
Oh, so you guys can sit together.
On this end, you can recline. And on this end, you can recline. But in the middle, you can't.
Yeah.
So I don't sit in the middle.
Right.
So right now, it's kind of lumpy on my side.
But does the middle have the fold down like cup holders?
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't go that full.
What?
I didn't go full tilt.
Now, is it because my dad had one. It's at his cabin and it also is a love seat like that.
Yeah.
But it's remote. Is yours remote?
No. Well, it's just a button.
Okay.
I'm on the electric side.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
And you have a phone jack, too.
You have the charger. Yes, that's a must.
Yeah, it's built into it. Man. I don't like it, though, Carson. I'm going to tell you right now. My knee hits it a lot. It breaks it. It breaks the plug.
Oh, yeah. Like breaks the charger off in the outlet?
It's on the inside.
Yeah.
And I don't like where they put the buttons either for the recliner.
Yeah.
Now that we're on recliner talk.
Yeah.
They put it right in the same area. So my knee's always hitting it before you go, whoa! I go flying backwards.
Yeah, that's a design flaw.
That's a design flaw.
Yeah,
they didn't put it in the right place.
Mm, wow.
But again, it's not the most expensive stuff.
Yeah. Is it pleather?
I would say, is that a fake leather?
Yes.
That kind of peels, you can find pieces in your hair.
It's going to flake, yes.
I'll take a nap on it during the day. I'll wake up, I'll find a little piece of pleather in my hair.
Yeah, sounds nice.
Yeah.
And okay, let me get all this straight. So, now, I do know this, but one day, this is a true story. I probably shouldn't need to, I don't even know if I could tell it.
What?
The day your father, the day your father-in-law sat there.
Well. Are we going to go there? Hey, look, a couple of days ago, Jamie was so angry because somebody parked in her space.
I was.
We went outside, and she was parked in a different space, and I brought it up. Woo, that was a mistake.
It was, because that's my spot.
Cussed, crazed. But yeah, it's the same thing at home. My father-in-law got a blanket over his legs. Sitting in my seat.
Really settling in.
With the remote in his hand.
Oh my God. No, you didn't tell me he had the remote.
Yeah, had the remote in his hand. My seat. With a blanket over his leg.
All up in your territory.
Yeah, I never offered to move.
Oh my God. All right, anyway. Hey, you know what I was thinking? And then I'll get to tabloid trash really quick. But last night, we had that big birthday party and stuff, and there was a big aquarium at the sushi restaurant. I'm thinking about getting into the aquarium business.
I don't know, Jamie.
A big aquarium in my house.
You've not had a good
There are a lot of work.
Pets. Yeah.
Jamie's
not.
It.
She's not good with pets to begin with.
You guys really are negative. I'm excited about my new aquarium world.
They're also really expensive. Like,
you put
very, very expensive.
Fish in a garbage disposal once. Hello?
That was deserved.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Those were kissing fish.
You have
fish.
No empathy or feelings for fish.
Those were kissing fish, and I found out my boyfriend was cheating. I had gotten him kissing fish, so I put him down the garbage disposal and the rocks and everything. The rocks were the worst part. And I walked out of his house.
Again. No. You don't need an aquarium.
I'm just saying it was really peaceful. That huge aquarium at that restaurant, I was like, whoa. Imagine if you smoke pot. Whoa, look at the fish, man. I don't smoke pot. But
yeah, exactly.
I'd be like, whoa. Those are... So I have a new idea. So I agree that they're expensive and they're a lot of work. Well, you know how they have that fireplace channel on your TV?
Yeah.
What if I created the aquarium channel?
Oh, that's genius.
Right?
I'll bet it's out
I'm
there.
Pretty sure they already have that.
You guys, again, you are just buzzkill.
I'm pretty sure that exists.
Well, I don't know if it exists or not, but I'm just thinking that it might be out there.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Oh, there is an aquarium channel.
Yeah, there's got to be.
Screw all of you guys.
You got to have that.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. All right, there you go, tabloid trash.
It's not our fault that it's already out there, Jamie. Plus, a person that goes and eats sushi a lot shouldn't own fish.
I get hungry.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Something weird about it. All right.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, geez, Jamie.
No, I'm Mike's saying what wrong. He just wrote doesn't make sense.
Who?
Coach Prime.
All right, so let me fill people in on this thing, okay?
Okay.
Coach Prime came out just a couple months ago when his name was circulating about going to the NFL coach, okay? He said no way, that he's in Boulder, Colorado, loves Boulder, Colorado, wants to plant a big old flag up there on the hill and name a mountain after him, like right? Mount Prime or something
exactly.
like that, right?
Well,
so he said he's going to be here forever, okay? Yeah. He loves it. He just loves the Buffaloes. Well, all of a sudden, rumors started circulating that maybe Las Vegas, that he put his name in the hat for that job. They fired their coach. And then down in Dallas, Texas, that he's talking to Dallas about going there.
And what was his word? What were the words he used? It's intriguing.
Intriguing, yes.
Yeah, he said. Now, he didn't say, like, absolutely not. I'm staying at CU. He didn't say that. He said, after I got off the phone and thought about it for a little bit, it was intriguing. Well, that's not a man that's sticking with his flag on the, you know, mounting flag and whatever.
If you're going to have Mount Prime, okay, here's what you would do. You would come out and say, Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys contacted me about that position, and I told him I'm not interested.
Exactly.
That I'm a Colorado Buffalo for life.
Exactly.
That's what you say.
You don't
you
say the
clear
word
it up.
Intriguing.
Yes.
So then he just posts this, which is very hypocritical of what he's saying, okay?
Oh.
Be who you say you are and stop trick-treating every day. Whoever you say you are, be that. We've got to stop changing like the weather or entertainer that's performing on stage with several outfits. You are him or her, therefore be proud of that and make it happen for yourself.
Coach Prime wrote that?
Yeah.
All right, let me dissect this, okay? Quit trick-or-treating every day.
And stop changing like the weather.
Okay. You know what the trick-or-treater is? That's somebody that's knocking on the door, asking for candy, right?
Uh-huh.
He's knocking on the door, the L.A. Raiders, or Las Vegas Raiders.
Yep. Yeah.
Las Vegas Raiders, asking for a job. He's out trick-or-treating for a gig.
Okay. Well, he said stop doing that. Right, so that doesn't make sense.
No, it's hypocritical.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I get it now.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes I'm just real dumb. So I apologize.
Yeah. No.
Right then, I was real dumb.
Because your whole deal was such a hypocrite.
No, you are right.
Why would you write this stuff when you're out there asking for a job?
All right, next,
that's trick or treat.
Okay.
Next.
All right. We've got to stop changing like the weather or entertainer that's performing on stage with several outfits.
Oh.
That's a run on.
Yeah. Stop pretending to be something you're not.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like the coach of the CU Buffs.
Right.
Yes.
He's pretending that he is so dedicated to the Buffs right now that there's nothing could pry him away. And then really, it's all just a costume.
Right, because it's intriguing.
Because the real him.
Yeah, yeah.
When he takes that costume off, he's, you know, naked, and he's really probably looking for a gig somewhere. There you go.
Make it happen for yourself.
Whoa. I mean, go find a job.
Go out and get it.
Yeah, go out and get that job. Yep. So what do we think, in all honesty?
I think that he's leaving.
You do?
I think if Dallas can get Shador, he's gone for sure.
Man.
Let's go to the sports expert on the program.
Sounds great.
Shmadel, what do you think?
I was convinced when he got that new quarterback from USC that he was going to stay here, but
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recently, I think he's gone, man.
You do?
Yeah. Oh. It just seems like it.
And you're the like you have wisdom. Like
yeah,
you
he
have
always has. Wisdom. He just seems like he always has one foot out the door. Like he's just waiting for something better.
Sure
so,
does.
Yeah.
If well, I was sure a huge does. Donor, or if I've already bought like next season's like season, I'm mad.
Yeah, I would be too.
Right.
But yeah, if you run that university and you're the one that signed the big deal with him, and they gave him millions of dollars.
Well, I don't think you could be mad though, because he brought so much attention to the program.
He
did bring them a bunch of money. He made the program better. They have a higher GPA now.
He put us on the map, but again, he wants to coach his son, which I get that.
He's
in
not
the NFL.
He's not getting Mount Prime.
No, he's not.
He's not. He doesn't get it.
I am allowed to be mad at him, and I am mad at him because he's promised the world. What is he giving? Like 3 years, 2 years?
Two.
Jeremy.
Oh my God.
Two.
And all of this money and the enrollment was up. So imagine I'm like, I want to go to that cool school with Coach Prime.
Right.
And so I go to see you and then all of a sudden.
Yeah. He's not getting him out. He can have a street over there in Aurora if he wants.
But
he's not. He's not getting him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Aurora. Just say it.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I think this is a public service announcement.
It kind of is.
We can actually write this down as we do good things for the community.
I like it. Yeah, we don't do a whole lot of good, but this might be good.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
All right.
Let me read this to you. Good morning. Could you guys do me a favor? I'm a chef downtown, and I want to know if people are even planning to go out this weekend or if they're canceling their plans.
Hmm.
I don't want my staff to work if everyone is staying home. Will you ask people to text in if it's okay? I just figured I would ask. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
So
because it's going to be minus 30 wind chill.
Or the stabbings.
I'm sorry. Somebody died. Okay. What? A couple of people died.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying because of the violence.
Nope. That's not what he said.
Oh, so you're saying that he never said weather. He just said, are people going downtown? We've had a string of violence down there. So maybe he's referring to that.
I'm going to guess he's talking about minus 30 with the wind chill.
I feel like it was the weather.
Yeah.
Could be.
So Pizzo.
Could be. It could be.
My God.
But it's been violent.
But although you're kind of not, I mean, as much as that was not appropriate, you're kind of not off because I guess some of the city workers told the mayor yesterday they don't want to come downtown and work anymore.
Who did?
Some of the city workers said
they did.
Yeah, they don't feel safe working downtown anymore.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
I get it.
Yeah, me too. So you're not that far off.
All right, all right. Weather.
The timing
weather.
Was horrible.
What do you think?
Weather.
Okay, so what do you think? What do you think? Do you
I think everybody is cuddling up in their house this weekend. I think this weekend, I told you, it's cuddle weather. I think babies will be made this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the person that just wrote that to us, he's a chef or she. is a chef downtown.
Right.
Obviously, they're a restaurant because, you know, their employees, should they come in or not.
Right. Well, obviously, because he's a chef, that's a restaurant.
No, no, no. I'm saying could be the owner. Just because you're a chef doesn't mean you're the owner. Okay? Yeah. That's what it was implying. Okay. All right. I'm with you. I think that this weekend, shut her down, folks. Shut her down.
I mean, minus 30 wind chill.
Yep.
And plus, we're supposed to, starting Saturday, I think we're supposed to get heavy snowfall even.
Yeah.
So I
shut
think,
her down.
Yeah, shut her down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no fresh chicken soup. Let's ask the guy that you know, really gets out there and goes everywhere in town.
No soup for you.
Yeah,
no soup?
What do you think, Schmidel? You're the mover and shaker of this group.
Yeah. I was actually trying to do something this weekend because my birthday's on Saturday, so I was hoping I could go out.
You're trying to book a restaurant?
Yeah, but the weather is just horrible. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
He's been waiting to try to tell us it's his birthday.
Ouch.
This fit perfectly, didn't it?
It was
convenient.
Maybe you should tell the chef, right? Right back to the chef, he or she, right back and say, hey, we did a survey. People are going to go out. Can I get a table?
Yeah.
For one.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, you have to place yourself.
Yeah, right.
By the way, let me just say this. We have a new... This went really bad. We have a new text line. It's the Berg Simpson text line, so it's not what it used to be. It's 303-222-5423 or 303-22-ALICE. Yeah, it's the same request line, but you can also text it. Again, it's 303-22-ALICE, and it's the Berg Simpson text line. We switched it all over, so that's our text, okay? Let me read this one. The weather is exactly what I was thinking about, but completely didn't take the other thing in consideration. Oh. I will not be going out. Heck no. Going to be cozy at home. It's NFL playoffs weekend. Keep the bars open. Oh.
I didn't think about
all right,
that.
Stay
people want to go.
Well,
stay
we don't
open.
Know if he's a bar place or she is a bar place or a
shut
sit
her down.
Down.
Shut her down.
Oh, my God. All right, I think we figured it out.
Okay, there we go. Decisive.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, my God. So dumb.
All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Holy moly, we just found out off air that Carson hasn't been to the dentist in years. I wouldn't have guessed that of you.
Years.
I know, you're the planner guy.
Yeah, here's a guy that's got his oil changes on a blackboard in his kitchen at home. And you've never been to the dentist in the last like 7-8 years?
Number one, I'm terrified of the dentist. And when I was younger with hockey and getting my teeth knocked out, I didn't have a good experience with the dentist every time I went. So of course I'm going to have a fear of it.
Now this makes more sense. Okay. Now, like, I understand.
It was traumatic going out with missing teeth and then having like to get, you know, fitted for caps and
it's just not
a fun time. And us hockey players, we have bad teeth. So every time I go there, they're, we got to do something major. Here we go.
It creeps me out every time I see that commercial for those like those permanent dentures. Yeah. And they show the screws.
Oh, and the clicking.
Yes!
Oh, no!
Oh, my God. Did you see that guy who swallowed his clip-ons?
No.
Whatever they're called, click-ons? He swallowed them.
Click-on teeth?
Yeah, they're permanent dentures. And they're like magnetic or something. I don't know what they are, but they click. Haven't you seen those drill, like show on the commercials?
Yeah, those are implants.
Yeah, but they click in. They have dentures that do that, too.
I don't know how they click in, but I know they're called just dental implants.
Yeah,
right?
So they have those, and they click in, and the guy swallowed his.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he felt something. He's like, I wonder, something really hurts. So, and they did an x-ray, and they saw his teeth in his throat.
Oh!
They have to go get him, or did they have to wait till he poops him out?
No, they got stuck.
Yeah, there's no way.
They got stuck in his esophagus.
I always feel like the dentist can be like, oh, man, this is terrible. You have we're going to have to take all your teeth out.
Well, they're never going to say take out
all your teeth. I know, but it just, you know, it gets in my head, and I'm like, I do not want to do it.
They want to keep your teeth.
Yeah, they want to keep your teeth. Now, if they're going to take them out, they'd suggest one at a time. So you have to go back. They make
more
money.
You're not helping
make
me.
Make more money on you.
At all.
Way. Yeah. You know. Every dentist I've ever had is a little wacky. They're a little. And maybe it's working in somebody's mouth all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but everyone I've ever had is a little strange.
Really?
Yeah.
I know a lot of good dentists. I don't feel like they're wacky.
I've had a few wackies, and I don't know any personally.
Yeah.
Okay, but I've had a few. Remember, one invited me to a hypnosis party.
Oh.
Remember this?
You're close with your dentist.
He did. He invited me to a hypnosis party one time.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was wacky.
That sounds a little wacky, BJ.
Then he quit the profession and became a professional poker player.
Really?
Yeah, with Vegas.
That is nuts.
That was my dentist. Then I found a new one.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's
give me the name of that place so I don't go there.
Yeah, great story.
No, he's in Vegas now.
Oh, oh okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He's playing poker, I think. Yeah, something like that. Now, this place, you've not been in 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Are you going back to the, or are you looking for a new place?
No, I'm going to go back there because they deal with the avalanche. They work with a lot of the
oh,
pro
you
team.
Are such a, oh my God.
No, but they're the oh ones who worked on my God. Teeth when I was younger.
Oh my God. I go there because the avalanche go.
Really?
Hey, listen, I got bad teeth. Hockey players have bad teeth. I figured they're the best.
No, he is. What do you call that? Like a hoe something? What is
a homer.
That? No, like a. No, he's like a avalanche hoe. You know, like he follows the team everywhere.
Yeah, they call them homers.
They do?
Yeah.
No, those homos.
Oh. A groupie,
right?
A groupie, yeah. But they also call it something. Yeah, you are like the ultimate group. I go there because the avalanche go.
Because they can like give you the Gretzky smile or something.
Yeah, they got the Gretzky package.
Patrick Waugh.
Actually, yeah, the sack, the captain deal.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
All righty, there you go. A Wednesday program. Any big plans today, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm going to take in a bunch of red number three.
I saw where they banned it.
Yeah, they banned it. So I'm just going to eat as much red number three because, you know, it's the maraschino cherries.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do about that. It's your Red Hots. It's your Mike and Mike's, what are those little hot, the tamales?
Mike and Ike's?
Yeah, that'll be the, your tamales, yeah. The hot tamales.
It's in Fanta, too.
Fanta. Yeah. So I'm going to load up on Fanta and Mike and Ike's.
Man.
Yeah, I'm just getting all the red.
I'll be honest with you. Jamie's been preaching this for a long time. She really has. I've always thought she was nuts.
Well.
You know, just over the edge nuts, scared, you know, just paranoid, whatever. But now, the FDA this morning, this is breaking news,
is.
By the way.
Yeah.
This red dye number three.
Yep.
That's in everything, and it's still out there. It's not like all this stuff's been pulled off the shelves. It's now been banned all across America.
I wonder how long it's going to take for them to change their formulas and everything.
I have no idea.
Right? Yeah.
We have a lot of Mike's Red Hots to eat.
So I bet they're going to give them like a year or something.
Yeah.
You know, don't you think?
Should we do our part and go out and consume all we can of this stuff like you're going to do?
Get it off the shelves,
yeah.
That way it clears it up.
Right.
All right.
It may not be that hard because Europe, I feel like, has it down. Like, all the food over there is...
Yeah, they don't use it.
Exactly.
That's true.
They've been doing that forever, so...
And the other thing is, I think maraschino cherries aren't... they're non-food grade. So you're not even supposed to eat them in the first place, so I guess those will still exist.
From the Associated Press, it says food manufacturers will have until January 2027 to remove all the dye from their products.
Oh, great. So we have a couple more years to get cancer.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, well, at least we're making it safe for people that aren't born yet.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But listen, I am serious when I tell you stop giving your kid those maraschino cherries.
Yeah, I know
you
are.
Those are so bad, BJ.
I don't buy them.
They're loaded.
Are those the ones that when you ask for cherries in your soda, when you're at a restaurant, is that what they use?
Yeah, and they're non-food grade. They're not even legally, like they're not considered food. They're decorative.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
No, they're so bad.
I hear you. I hear
they're
you.
They're really bad.
I won't anymore.
Okay.
I won't anymore. All right, everybody. Have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.